Lincoln's successor, Andrew Johnson, tried to carry out these moderate policies, but he was opposed by the radical Republicans who wanted to punish the South. The radical Republicans started passing punitive legislation over Johnson's veto. Ultimately, they impeached Johnson, who retained his presidency by exactly one vote in the Senate. The radical Republicans' desire to integrate black Americans into public life was just, but their way of going about it was often criminally wrong. They effectively opened the door to a Democrat-conservative coalition, which wanted to bring back the old ways of the South, if not the actual Confederacy itself, including white superiority. Although blacks had been elected to Congress already, groups like the Ku Klux Klan openly persecuted blacks who tried to vote or blacks who just tried to get by. Segregation became the law in many southern states. Externally, the South was pacified by the United States' 100th birthday in 1876, but the old sores of inequality for blacks and resentment of the Civil War continued to fester throughout the nation.